we ought to live by faith. And we serve the God who's more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come before the reading of the word of the living God. And we thank you for blessing it and blessing us. And we give you praise and honor for the integrity of this written word. Because your word, your blood covenants is just as much God as you are. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you for it. Romans chapter 12, if you turn there with me, please. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Holy comes from the fruit of the Spirit. The nine fruit of the Spirit produce holiness. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. Now look, we're going to prove something here. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Now let's continue with this. I say through the grace given unto me, now notice, to every man that is among you. Not everybody in Rome. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt unto every man among you the measure of faith. So we know from that, since it took faith for us to get born again, we had a measure of faith to start with, whether we knew it or not. Do not be conformed to the world. Change the way you think, Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, say he to thee, his heart is not with thee. What you think about most of the time, you eventually will become. What you spend most of your time thinking about, whatever you or I or anyone else compromise to keep, we will eventually lose it. Those are spiritual laws. I mean, there it is right there. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Oh, no man anything but to love him. And I'll begin to close it with this. Negative thoughts produce fear. Positive thoughts produce faith. Think God's thoughts after him. Thoughts are taken by saying. Jesus said, why take ye thoughts saying? Why take ye thoughts saying? What shall we do? What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Your heavenly Father knows you and ye have need of these things. So ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. A-S-K. Ask. Then you begin to see it everywhere. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. In the tithing scriptures, let's turn to Malachi. Behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall be burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But you shall fear my name as the sun, S-U-N, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. Not S-O-N, S-U-N, a burning star. The star of righteousness. That's Jesus. David said, now David wasn't even old enough to be in the army. Jesse sent him to check on his brothers. and Goliath, what was frightening about him was his size. And he's nearly 10 feet tall. David said, "What do I get if I kill him?" I want to know what I get if I kill him. Well, you get the king's daughter and you're exempt from taxes. Why? Well, I was keeping my father's sheep. And a lion and a bear took my father's sheep. I killed the lion and I killed the bear. And that uncircumcised Philistine is no different. Whoa, that giant was dead right then. That's the reason he was a man after God's own heart. He would use that covenant. And he just kept on saying that. And saying that. And Goliath cursed him at his gods. Famous last words. "I come at you in the name of the Lord God of hosts." So he put the angels and that sling. Now, when I was young, after reading that, I made a sling. I want to see how, oh, that thing's dangerous. And the longer it is, you see young men using them in the Middle East today. Because you give about 3 slings of that thing and turn it loose, it is like a rifle bullet. But being accurate with it is something else. But he hit him right there. And he was running towards him. Wasn't any of this Hollywood. He was running right at him. The scripture said he hastened towards him. He was running at him. And he cut that rock loose. He had 5 smooth stones, but he didn't use but one. And down he went. And then he took his own sword and cut his head off. Don't you know, as big as a basketball, this teenager had a trophy. Well, it emboldened all the Israeli army, and they went after him and chased him all the way back to Goliath's hometown. He turned the head in to the king and took his armor and put it in his tent. He's a teenager. That's what teenagers do. So I spent a lot of time meditating on that. You talk about getting stirred up. Oh, it still stirs me up to read it. Just talk about it. And I was praying over it one day, and, well, it had been several days meditating on it. Meditating the scripture is a positive way to renew your mind. Looking at it and meditating it. That's what God told Joshua to do after the death of Moses. Meditate in my word day and night, and you'll observe to do what is written there, and not let this word of the law proceed out of your mouth. But meditate about it on it day and night. So he was victorious. And instead of sending out 10 spies, he only sent out 2. Because he and Caleb were the only 2 that made it. So the Lord asked me, he said, "Who made David king?" I said, "Samuel." He said, "No, Goliath. He made him king." And David was true to his honor. Even when Saul was trying to kill him, and he sneaked up behind him and cut a little off of his robe. And then he repented for doing that because he didn't want to touch God's anointed. Right. all of that. A sinful man, quick to repent. But I'm looking forward to hearing him sing. I want to hear Jesus sing. Moses was a singer. David was a singer, a psalmist. In the Amplified, the 22nd Psalm starts with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And ends with, it is finished. And Jesus took that, put it in his mouth, and went into hell to buy our redemption 3 days and three nights. It was a high Sabbath. John said so. He said, as Jonah was in the belly of the big fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. It doesn't work at Friday. It started on Wednesday. I mean, you might as well get it right. And for your information, rabbits don't lay eggs. But I found out that came as a tradition from a boiled in the egg part of the Seder meal, so that it was baked in the shell and it marked each egg differently. I didn't know that's where it came from, but dipping them in dye and all that kind of thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're a traditional people, but we thank you that your book is traditional, that this book is just as much a manifestation as you of you, because of the way it begins, in the beginning, God, in the beginning, Elohim, plural, said light be, light was. Our first meeting on our own in Wichita Falls, Texas. Allie and Arnold, sweet lady, she was in the real estate business, found an old abandoned drugstore building for our evening meetings, but no place in Wichita Falls. So there was a rabbi she knew. And so in the morning, we came to the synagogue. So I met him, and he called me. He said, Brother Copeland, now, here's my study. And he said, just make yourself at home. And I found in that study a writings that said, instead of let there be light, that God said, light be, light was. In the first 24 hours, 16 billion miles of universe. And that's the Spirit that's planning our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? Did you get anything out of this tonight? Good. Yeah, we'll learn a lot through this. And we want to talk about thinking like the world thinks is a recipe for disaster. Over 40 million people in the USA, 65 or older, most are dependent on someone else for life's necessities. Think God's thoughts after him. Matthew 6:31. Thoughts are taken by saying. Read the Sermon on the Mount, both in Matthew and in Luke. Well, did you know it says, give and it'll be given unto you again, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be. No, that isn't what it said. It says, judge not that you not be judged. And give and it'll be given unto you. You and I are not qualified to judge. We judge ourselves. Amen. So that when someone comes up and says, well, now you know how I love Pastor. Oh, man, here he comes. But if I'd have been him, I wouldn't have done that. Well, now just wait a minute. Just think about how stupid that is. If you'd have been him, that's exactly what you'd have done. That's none of your business. If the pastor has prayed and deems that it should be done that way, then you follow him. I don't see anything wrong with going to him and say, sir, I'd like to inquire of you and inquire of the Lord why you chose to do that like that. I'd like to know. And might I make a suggestion? And that's all it is. I just thought of maybe that this might help. But no, you're the pastor. I'm not. I founded Eagle Mountain International Church, but I'm not the pastor. Never was. And it took a while for Pastor George to show up and do what he's supposed to do. Anyway. Anyone in the sound of my voice that has never made Jesus the Lord of your life, don't let this time go by. It's so easy. Jesus said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason turn him away. I baptized a serial killer in the Barry County Jail in San Antonio, Texas, many years ago. Steve Moran became his spiritual advisor. And he confided in me and said, I said, Stephen, you have time here to become an expert on prayer if you just get into the Word. Oh, he said, I'll do it. But he said, Brother Kenneth, I don't have any family anymore. He said, I only have one five-year-old boy, and I don't even want him to know I ever was alive. And he said, I don't want to stay on this earth. So promise me now that you won't try to get a stay of execution. So I was there the night in Huntsville, Texas. Little cage there. He was up here and I was down here. And I said, Stephen, do me a favor. He looked down at me and said, sure. What? I said, you know, Scripture says grace is sufficient. Oh, yeah, he said, yeah. He said, I believe that. I said, let me know. He said, if it's sufficient, I said, yeah, just let me know. I wasn't about 10, 12 feet away. He looked down there at me and did this. And that thing went bang. And he was still smiling, and he lunged like that, and he was gone. A serial killer. What the gospel can really do. So if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, don't put it off. So easy. So let's just leave them to the Lord. Put your hand over your heart. Oh, Father in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I believe that God raised you from the dead, Lord Jesus. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Just like on the day of Pentecost. Now that I'm born again. Now that I'm born from above. According to what the Master said. In John 3:16-17. And I praise you and thank you for that. I receive it. I believe it. It's mine. And now by faith I say it. I am born again. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. And confession is made unto salvation. I praise you for that. And so by faith I say it. I am a born again, Spirit-filled, new creature in Christ Jesus.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer, so you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you. Order your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer, a CD series by Kenneth Copeland. As you release the powerhouse of faith in your heart, it will not only change your life, it will also change everything and everyone you encounter. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-78-7310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. all absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today, Brother Copeland finishes teaching with a prayer for salvation. If you've prayed with him to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to say welcome to the family of God. You're born again, and today begins your new life in Christ Jesus. We want to send you a gift to help you grow in faith and learn more about God and His Word. It's the Salvation Package, and it includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. To receive your free copy, go to kcm.org. Now, Jesus said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. He goes on to say in verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. The faith of God in your heart can release heavenly and earthly resources to meet the needs in your life and in those around you. In this day and age, it's vital for believers to understand and operate in the role that God has called them. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are giving you a special series called Faith in the Heart of a Believer. This teaching by Brother Copeland will help you learn how to freely receive what God has promised you. Discover how to release the powerhouse of faith that's in your heart, which will lead you to new God-inspired opportunities. You'll see the promises of God come alive in your life. So get your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer on kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.